In this podcast, we will be talking with Leslie Schaller, the Director of Programs at ACENET, the Appalachian Center for Economic Networks.
Okay, I'm Leslie Schaller. I'm the Director of Programs here at the Appalachian Center for Economic Networks. We typically go by ACENET. It's a little shorter to say when you're answering the phone. And I've been involved with ACENET since its inception back in 1985. But even prior to that, I have a long history in our local food economy in southeastern Ohio. I would really characterize myself in some ways as a failed farmer, although I still do some gardening. Now I think I'm more of a local food enabler in all my roles, both as a buyer and founder of Casa Nueva Restaurant, and certainly my many decades here now in the programming role at ACENET.
So what in your history got you interested in creating a program that would work with women who are creating dairy products?
Well, I think as long as I've lived in this region, which is, boy, going on 47 years now, I've always been inspired by the role of women in both our heritage in terms of agricultural production in the region, but also just really learning from my neighbors. I know it was something that I took advantage of when I was in my back to the land days in the late 70s and early 80s, that it was really the women who were more available to share their insights, to lend a helping hand, and to really share their knowledge. I think my first introduction in many ways to how amazing our local food scene is here, I spent my first summer in Athens in 1972, and it was the first year that the Athens Farmers Market started to operate. Back in the day, Court Street was closed down and the farmers took over as vendors. Obviously, we've seen amazing growth within the market. But having that sense that summer of what the sense of place and almost the sacredness of place that's really built on our agricultural heritage, I think has always resonated for me.
I remember it very well because I came and I sold watermelons and I was a poor farm woman and it gave me access to cash.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a big deal. And in those days, it was at the old airport
site. Right.
And they would ring the bell, and It was just so exciting. I would get the watermelons ready the night before, and I actually had access to a way to make some money. It was just great.
Right, in a really informal kind of way initially with the market. You know, there weren't as many rules, and it's grown as a business and as an association. But I think what's always been so central to the Athens Farmers Market is it allows people at whatever stage they're at, whether as a farmer or as a local food entrepreneur, it gives them this tremendous access to a really dedicated local customer base, and that's pretty exceptional.
So what's your interest then in trying to help women farmers who are interested in specialty dairy products?
Well, I think as someone who really appreciates goats and who loves the products, I think that we can make from dairy goat operations, I just have seen this as a tremendous opportunity. We've seen the success that Rural Action has really championed in the partnership with Green Edge Organic Gardens to inform farmers, both male and female, and their employees how to do season creation. And I think that model really lends itself for artisanal dairy operations. And I think, again, throughout Ohio, we've seen tremendous leadership by women starting and expanding these operations. So this is just one more opportunity, I think, that we have as partners to spread the word and, again, recognize and acknowledge the role that women have played in these operations.
So what if you look
at... Are you getting what you need?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Thank you. So in terms of this particular project of working with women dairy product producers or women who want to be, where do you see this... How do you see this growing or the outcome? What is your hope, I guess, for that?
Well, my hope, I think, after we complete this project is we'll have created a new network so that we'll be peer learners together. It's just not the nonprofit organizations necessarily acting as intermediaries. There's all this wisdom. There's a wealth of resources. People can work together and learn from one another. So I think building those social ties, we have a lot of social capital in the region. And a lot of times projects like this will harness that energy and get people connected. My hope is that people will continue to stay connected. They will tap into some of the resources that organizations like ACENET or Rural Action provides. ACENET has a long history working with farm entrepreneurs. We've been doing it since 1985. Our two facilities, both the Food Venture Center here on our Athens campus, as well as our Nelsonville Food Hub up in the city of Nelsonville, I think can also provide a lot of resources. We also have amazing staff. So from business coaching to helping people with marketing, identifying retail and wholesale buyers for products, making suggestions how people can maybe better market their product lines through direct sales. You know, these are all things that ACENET provides to food and farm entrepreneurs every day. So we hope to, you know, just continue to create that nest in which people can either launch businesses if they're aspiring to start a dairy goat operation and do some value adding, or if they're an established farmer looking to expand markets, we're here to help.
And where, what counties or what area are you bound by? I know Rural Action is serving all of the counties of Appalachia, Ohio.
Sure. ACENET, we really describe southeastern Ohio as sort of our primary service area, but we serve all 32 counties of Appalachia, Ohio. And especially, I think, with food and farm entrepreneurs, we work throughout Ohio. We do a lot of work with partners in West Virginia now as well. So it's never a limitation, no matter what county you might be in, whatever state you might be in, we can probably provide some resources and connections.
Great. So I have one other question, and that is, what do you think is the best advice you've received in your career in the local food industry?
Oh my goodness, that's an interesting question. The best advice I've ever gotten. I don't know if it's so much verbal advice. I think it's just watching so many of the women I've gotten to know over the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and to see their grit and their gumption and their stick-to-itness. I think we all act as, in many ways, role models for one another, and that helps me, I think, inspires me to just want to continue doing this work. You know, I just feel like I'm an old field hand. I'll keep rowing this hoe until I fall off that hoe. So, you know, it's just amazing to see how much has been accomplished in this incredible network of women that I've gotten to know over the many years of doing this work.
That's great. Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks to Leslie Schaller for sharing her ideas and expertise. Technical assistance and photography is provided by Kat Harrier and Devin Kennedy. This program is a part of a collaboration between Rural Action and NCSARE Research and Education. In future podcasts, we'll be interviewing a variety of people who are connected to the specialty dairy product industry, plus talk about how to make a living by supplementing a dairy business with other products produced by the animal. Marketing, branding, animal welfare, standards and regulations, and more will be covered in upcoming podcasts. For more information, visit www.ruralaction.org. Copyright 2018 by Rural Action and Blue Rock Station, LLC.